And here at the Vatican today, Pope Benedict XVI received the bishops of Iran, who are in Rome on their ad limina visits.
In his speech to the bishops of Iran, the Pope firstly thanked them and their priests for their consistency and perseverance, and he also encouraged them to remain faithful to the faith of their fathers and to remain attached to their land and to collaborate in its development. Pope Benedict said it was necessary for their communities to develop harmonious relations with public institutions that, he said, will deepen little by little and will allow them to realise better the mission of the Church in promoting mutual respect for the good of all.
Deux voies peuvent être explorées, celle du dialogue culturel, richesse plurimillénaire de l'Iran, et celle de la charité.
The Holy Father then went on to explore two ways in which the bishops could promote initiatives that better favour reciprocal knowledge. The first was in the area of cultural dialogue, and the second was in the area of charity. Turning to the issue of vocations, the Pope noted that at times the bishops' reduced communities do not allow for the emergence of many local priests and religious. However, he said it was necessary to encourage vocations. The Pope also noted that priests and religious in Iran have often to travel throughout the country to reach their flock, and he said that in order to overcome this and other difficulties, the setting up of a bilateral commission with the Iranian authorities was being studied. In conclusion, Pope Benedict said that their churches were heiresses of a noble tradition and of a long Christian presence in Iran, and he praised them for their desire to follow their work of service in the country and live freely their faith.